Hey, what is up, YouTube? This is Randall K. Taylor, your host, coming to you guys live once again with another video. Now, it's Sunday. And I know a lot of you guys were like, man, Randall, where were you yesterday? Well, I had a bunch of stuff that I had to do, and I had no time, America, and I'm sorry. I had no time. I had a bunch of stuff come up. I had to take care of business. We had to go, the car, forgot to put radiator fluid in it, had to stop at Myers, put radiator fluid, transmission fluid, had to take it to go do maintenance and all this other stuff. So I got stuck doing stuff yesterday, and finally, everything is cool and chill. Now, somebody sent me a message about this Trump 2020 sweater. Now, Cynthia was the one that bought me this sweater and sent it to me. Hold on a second. Yeah. Cynthia was the one that bought this sweater for me and sent it to me. So, if you see, I haven't seen Cynthia in a minute. I don't know where she is, where Cynthia is. So, I'm going to have to call her and just make sure that she's okay. Cynthia, call me! But Cynthia was the one that bought me this. She bought me this sweater. She bought me a Trump 2020 hat. And she sent me this Trump 2020 mug. That's Cynthia. And Cynthia has been with me. Wow. She's been with me for a long time. She's been with me, I think, as long as Denise has been with me. It's like over 2 years. Now, guys, before we start getting into these stories or into news, I want to tell you guys, I want to say thank you. Because we just, on this channel, because this is the backup channel, we hit 2,000 subs on the SHTF channel. And on the main channel, we hit, I think, 26,000 subs. And I want to tell you guys, thank you. We're almost, we're doing good. We're doing good. The channel is growing. It's not growing as fast as it's supposed to because, like I said, we got to suppress this guy. We got to stop this guy. We can't let this guy grow because if this guy blows up in 2020, it's over. That's what these people are saying over here at YouTube or TubeU. That's what I say, TubeU. It's not YouTube anymore. It's TubeU. We control you. Tube controls you. TubeU, not YouTube. YouTube is what it used to be where we provided. And I got a message from buddy saying that YouTube unsubscribed you. Listen, this unsubscribing thing that they're doing it to a bunch of people on YouTube. They're doing it to a bunch of people. Okay? Bunch of people are, you know, if you're subscribed to somebody, they unsubscribe you from them. If you don't watch their videos or go there, if you don't type, you can watch the videos, but if you're not typing something in the chat or something, or if you're not interacting or giving a thumbs up, they just assume that you're not interested, but you watched the video. So if you guys are watching the videos, hit the thumbs up. Just hit the thumbs up anytime when you, that way they keep you on there because they have certain things, metrics that they follow, but they need you as the viewer to do certain things to keep you subscribed. Because let's say you watch like 5 videos and you don't hit the thumbs up on any of them, they're going to unsubscribe you. They're going to be like, a lot of people just kind of just watch the video and just go to the next one. But you got to take that 1 second or 2 seconds out of your time to hit the subscribe button. Subscribe and the like button. You guys got to hit that because for some reason they use that as a metric to determine if you don't hit it after watching like maybe 3 or 4 videos, they automatically unsubscribe you because they think you don't like the video. You're just watching it, but I didn't like it. You didn't hit the like. And that affects my channel too because if they see a lot of likes on there, They're gonna be like, oh, people, because like people have been sending me messages on Facebook telling me that they're getting surveys from YouTube, and what they're being asked is if this channel or if the information that you're getting here, if it's helpful or if it's useful. They're trying to figure out if people really like watching what I'm showing. And they're like, man, people really like watching his channel, watching this stuff. That's how we as conservatives look at when we watch news. Is this really, if there was a survey that popped up and asked me, I would be like, hell no, this is, they let me put, this is fake news. I don't believe anything that they're saying here. This is fake news. So what we're going to do is, like I said, we were going to start this Sunday off with a bang. These people keep on, YouTube keeps sending me these videos of these people with these bulldogs. And I can't help looking at these cute dogs. Reuben the Bulldog. They keep sending me these videos of bulldogs looking at the camera all sad. And of course, it makes you click. Tube you, I hate you. Now, let's get on to the story, because right now, fake news, they don't want me talking. They don't want me talking about anything that's going on. They don't want us to know nothing. They want you to only go to news to report this. So I don't care. You guys can demonetize the video. I'm still going to talk about this stuff to the people, because they got to know. Now, we got a story from Breitbart. And if you look at the title of the thumbnail of the video, there's an image of the shooter. The guy looks pretty clean cut. But it says that the dude was inspired by the shooter that did the shooting in New Zealand. Do you guys remember that? That was nothing, I think, like nothing but like a month ago when we had that shooting in New Zealand. This guy went. We had a guy. Hold on. We had a white guy go to a Muslim mosque and go shoot up a bunch of people. Now we have another one, white guy. And they're saying that this dude was inspired by the manifesto that was written by the New Zealand church, Christchurch shooter that took place in New Zealand. They're saying that he was inspired by the manifesto. So this guy must have read it and was like, oh my God, he's right. Now, if that's the case, the main thing about this story is what? What did this guy say about Donald Trump? The guy is right on top of me, so you guys can see this guy. But this dude went into a community center and started shooting. But what a lot of people don't know is there was an off-duty Border Patrol agent who fired and injured this guy. I don't know if any of you guys know that. Do me a favor, lower the volume on the TV, because I'm doing a live stream right now. A lot of people don't know that about this story. A lot of people don't know this. That's why when I do these stories, I try to find stuff that nobody is really talking about, or what news isn't really talking about when they go through these stories. Now, headline. Report. Suspected California synagogue gunman called Trump Jew-loving, anti-white, treacherous, beep, in manifesto. But I thought that Donald Trump was a racist and one of these people that was the white supremacy. I thought he was one of those people, what fake news is saying. But this guy here who said all this stuff, he's saying that Donald Trump is a Jew lover and an anti-white. And he's a treacherous beep in his manifesto. Fake news has been saying that Donald Trump is a racist. And he's blowing some whistle to his dogs. That's what they're saying on news. Now, how old was this guy? This guy was 19 years old. A 19-year-old man suspected of carrying out the deadly shooting at a San Diego area synagogue. Why are all these things like, hold on. Hold on. In my People from the Future video, particularly video part 3, what do I tell you? If you have been following me, what did I tell you about these shootings? I want to say almost a year or 2 years ago. What did I say? Somebody. We got people saying false flag, gun grab. This shooting that happened really happened. This is a real shooting that occurred. Now, this guy went into this place and shot up these people. You know, he injured a bunch of people, and I think one lady is dead. And this lady put herself in between the rabbi and the shooter. And when the shooter went to shoot the rabbi, the lady put herself in the middle, and she got killed. That's the one person that's died so far. Now, what you guys have to remember, okay, is that when these shootings occur, the people being killed, that's real. That ain't fake. I'm not saying that's fake. That's real. These events are real events that are happening, okay? People are being killed. These are not staged actors. This is a real event that occurred. Somebody died and a bunch of people got injured, okay? That's real. Now, my question is why is all this stuff happening so much? We had a shooting in New Zealand, and then like a month or two later, we got another one in California. This guy is 19 years old. Number one, how did he get a gun? How did he get a gun in California at the age of 19? Somebody explain that one to me. Did he buy these guns off of the street, or was these guns that his parents had? Who knows? I have no idea. We got to read the story and see what they say or what they tell us, because they tell you a lot of things, but they like to not tell you certain things or certain facts. They leave out certain facts. Like the question I just asked, how are you 19 and buying a gun in California? California is the most gun strict state in the union. How the hell did a 19-year-old buy a gun? Or did he even get the gun legally? A 19-year-old man suspected of carrying out, and they got this guy. They got him. Carrying out the deadly shooting at San Diego area synagogue on Saturday appears to have published an anti-Semitic and anti-Trump manifesto online, according to several reports. The alleged just suspect, John T. Ernest, walked into a congregation Chabad in Poway and began opening fire. This is what these people do. Killing one person and wounding three others, said local law enforcement. A girl and two men were hurt at worshippers celebrated Passover. This is the Passover. A holiday commemorating the Jewish people's liberation by God from slavery in ancient Egypt. The three were in stable conditions, authorities said, according to the Associated Press. Now, here is fact number one. An off-duty U.S. Border Patrol agent inside the building shot at Ernest as he fled. So there was somebody there with a gun. Why do these people love to go to the synagogue and love to go to the mosques? Because they know these people in there got no guns and nobody is going to fight back. And I'm going to say this on my show. This is why, like I said, these people, they either have to have armed security or somebody there just in case. Because like I said, not all Muslims are bad people. You got the extremist ones And you got the ones that just want to worship and do their thing. And in America, the Constitution gives these people freedom of, they can practice their religion in America. Okay? Doesn't matter if they're Muslim, doesn't matter. There are some of these, because to say all these people are bad, that's going out on a limb, America. Because the Constitution allows freedom of religion. So people can come here and practice their religion. We have no problem with that. You can go worship whatever God you want. You could be Buddhist, you could be Muslim. But like I'm saying, some of those people that you hear about in these shootings, these people are just regular, normal people. And they're just doing their worship. And you got these, I don't want to say psychopaths. I want to say these maniacs that go into these places, because to read something on a piece of paper, listen, to read something on a piece of paper and then take those ideas that's on that paper and then your brain, you justify what this person is saying, that's off the wall. That's insane. And then to actually go out and do it, the person that did this is this James T. Ernest is a very disturbed person. But that's the main fact you got to remember. And there was somebody in there with a gun. And he was able to fire back at this guy. And this guy's like, oh, crap! So maybe this, I don't know. I don't know who the U.S. Border Patrol agent was. I don't know if he's Jewish. I don't know. But for some reason, I don't know any background about this guy, okay? Just so you know. All I know, and all they're telling you, is that there was an off-duty Border Patrol agent who was armed. He was probably concealed carrying. He said, you know what? I'm just going to carry my gun just in case. You know I'm not supposed to be in the place in the synagogue with this, but I'm just going to bring it anyways. It's concealed. And he just so happened that this guy came to come shoot the place up, and he was there to fire back, and the dude fled. An off-duty U.S. Border Patrol agent inside the building. I got to find out who this Border Patrol agent was. And the question that needs to be asked, and this isn't to be mean, but the question that needs to be asked to this guy, why did you take your gun into the place on Passover? Were you even, because I don't know if he's Jewish. I don't know if he was just, maybe he was with his wife. I don't know that, because they don't tell you all of this. So we're going to see if we can find this U.S. Border Patrol agent. We're going to try to hunt this guy down and see if we can talk to this guy on Monday. We're going to call Border Patrol, and we're going to try to see if we can find this guy and see if this guy can tell us. Because the question you got to ask, why did you carry your gun that day? What made you? Because most people don't carry their, like, it's like most people don't, the app, nobody takes their gun to church, let alone into the church. But what happens if you just had a hunch? You said, you know what? I'm just going to carry my gun. I'm going to carry my concealed. Nothing's going to happen, but I'll just have it on me just in case. And you go to church and somebody busts through the doors and starts firing at people. And you come up, pull that gun out, and take the guy out. You think everybody is going to be tripping on you because you were packing? People are going to ask, why'd you bring a gun to church? I don't know. I had a feeling. I had a weird feeling, and I just decided to concealed carry it today. This is one of these things that Americans have to see, because I'm saying, we know the church is a holy place, but right now you got these people that are going after these churches, and there's nobody armed. Somebody got to have a gun. Somebody. Because if something, because these shootings, like I told you, in my video, part 3 of People from the Future, I tell you, what Chad told me was, you're going to see a lot more of these shootings. I said this back then. But notice how these shootings are happening. Really, really, it's more. Because if you look at the statistics, if you look at all the mass shootings that have happened in America, let me tell you something, and this is going to freak you guys out. Under Trump, there have been more mass shootings than any other time, I believe. I looked it up the other day. Somebody just so happened to print all of the mass shootings that have happened in America. And ever since 2016, we have had a lot of shootings. A lot. Like, when you compare them to everybody else, for some weird reason, under Trump, it's more of these shootings, more of these things happening. An off-duty U.S. Border Patrol agent inside the building shot at Ernest as he fled the scene. We're going to try to find out who this guy is. The suspect ran down the street and was later taken into custody shortly after calling police to say he had shot up the Jewish house of worship. So this guy, he didn't want to die. He wanted to do the act. And then he called police. Why would somebody do that? The reason why he called them and said, yo, I'm the guy that shot up the church or the synagogue. I'm over here on the corner of such and such and such and such. I'm ready to surrender. Why? Because he wants to go to court. He wants to go in front of those people. He wants to say his words. He wants to say whatever he needs to say so media can hear it and hear what he has to say. This guy wants to wake up minds. Now, what's important that, like I said the other day, I said something on a video and I told you about why in Katrina, why were all these guys going around collecting guns? And normally the people that they have doing are between the ages of what? I said this on my show the other day. Why do they want, they always, these people are young. This guy was 19 years old. And he read that manifesto and read that thing and justified what he was doing. And I was talking about these experiments that they were doing on people back, I think in the 50s or 60s, where there was a person, there was an actor in the room, and then there was a person that was there hitting this button to shock them. But the person didn't know that the person that they were shocking was an actor. And so there would be a light that would come on anytime they pushed the button, and then the actor would act like he's being shocked. But why was the person pushing the button? Because the psychiatrist was telling him, don't worry, nothing's going to happen to you. You just push the button when I tell you, okay? That's all I want you to do. Just push the button. But the guy's like, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him if I keep pushing. He says, don't worry. That's not your concern. You just push the button when I tell you to push it. And the guy pushed the button every time the guy told him to push it. That says a lot about humans. I was just following orders. That's what the Nazis said. I was just following orders. But didn't you feel that it was wrong what you were doing? Because the fact that you're saying to the psychiatrist that's telling you to push the button, the fact that you're saying to him, I can't do this, I'm going to kill the person. And the guy tells you something to calm you down or whatever, or to justify it, and then you push the button. That tells you a lot about people and human behavior and control. I don't want to die. I mean, I'm digressing, but it's relevant. These young people, they got to be careful with what they're looking at, what they're reading, because this guy easily got flipped. 19 years old, read some manifesto, and in that manifesto, it confused him and made his brain justify going out to do this. And the guy went out and did it. There were indications that the gun might have malfunctioned after firing numerous rounds inside the synagogue. No, the guy was just a bad shot, said San Diego County Sheriff William Moore. Because if you look at what happened in New Zealand, and if you saw that dark web video, you could tell that the shooter was trained and knew how to handle a firearm. A user self-identifying himself as John Ernest posted a white nationalist. See how they use the word nationalist? A white nationalist No, they should have said a white supremacist. A nationalist doesn't go around killing his own people. Well, she was Jewish. What if she was born in America and she's practicing the Jewish religion? This lady that got killed by him. Like I said, the questions that don't get asked and the things people don't think about when this stuff happens. For all you know, that lady got shot was an American. She was born in, she could have been born in America, but she practices her Jewish, she practices Judaism. So this article might be wrong when it says white nationalist. Just say white supremacist. Say that. But they got to throw the nationalist out there to, like I said. Posted a white nationalist open letter to the far right message board on 8chan. A lot of you guys may not know what 8chan is. 8chan is a site where you can go find this type of disturbing stuff. You can find all sorts of videos. It's forums. I mean, all sorts of stuff. I personally don't recommend anybody going there to go look at that stuff. The only reason I know about it is because I worked in the IT industry, and a lot of us in the IT industry know about these websites and know about this stuff, because a lot of the times when we're monitoring web traffic, we will block those websites. So when you're at work, you can't go to that website and look at the content that's on there. Because if you got people reading that stuff or whatever, that could easily influence you into doing something at work. That's why we block that website out. But that doesn't mean that they can't access the website through their cell phone. Now, Communist News Network reports it has read the open letter posted to 8chan in which identifying as 19-year-old John Ernest referenced killing Jewish people without making actual reference to the Panway or synagogue involved in the shooting. So the guy doesn't talk about where he's going to do it. He talks about doing something like this, but he doesn't say where he's going to do it. He doesn't give the location. In the open letter, Ernest talks about planning the attack and referencing other attacks on houses of worship, including the attack of the Tree of Synagogue in Pittsburgh, as well as mass shooting in Christchurch, New Zealand. Ernest also talks about the disdain for Jews and claims responsibility for a mosque fire in Escondido. They're saying that this guy's claiming that he's the one that did that. This is a bunch of hate crimes. According to the Jerusalem Post, the manifesto's author decries international Jewry for sealing the doom of the European race and goes on to accuse Jews of litany, wrongdoings, including exerting inordinate power over the economy and media. Listen. Okay. Let me give you guys a reality check on this, okay? First of all, people want to say that these Jewish people are doing all this stuff. Listen, the entire Jew race, these people, 99% of those people have no clue of what's going on. Most of these people just go to work, do their little business, and that's it. You got these one percenters that are made up of all sorts of people, okay, that plan out and do all of this stuff. But the majority, you can't condemn a race of people for what 1% of the group does. It's just like America with wars and the stuff that happened to black people, slavery, all this stuff. You can't, like I said, I can't blame the entire white race for all of that, because there were white people that were against slavery, that helped these slaves and did all this. So you can't condemn all these people. If you're a Christian, you can't condemn all those people, because not all those people are responsible for that. There were a few individuals that did all this stuff. That's the truth. The manifesto also blames Jews for their so-called role in propagation of Marxism and pornography. Further, the author blames Jews for what he describes as the persecution of Christians, including the killing of Jesus Christ and the prophets such as Isaiah and Jeremiah. Well, we all know what the truth is on that. You just got to read the Bible. The Bible tells you what happens there. Every young Jew and old has contributed to these. So he's saying all of them. All of them. They all know. They all sat down at a table with a bunch of Jews and said, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do all this stuff to all these people. And just so we all know this. Children, we just want. You really think these people sat down and really the majority of Jews, like, they're all thinking about that? That's all what they, all of these people are a part of this? All of these people, I want to go to the comments and I want to hear what people are saying. Michael Blalock writes, are they the Hebrews of the Bible or are they Khazars? Well, let me ask you a question, Michael. Who, first of all, he's saying, are they the Hebrews of the Bible? Well, doesn't the Bible talk about Satan? And doesn't the Bible talk about that he's the ruler of this world? Doesn't the Bible say that? So, if we know that about the Bible, then we know that these people that are there are Jews. We know that. And he's saying, or are they Khazars? Well, the average person doesn't know what a Khazar is from the Khazarian Empire. And all I will say is this. In order to be a Jew, you cannot be converted. You have to be born into it by blood. You can't convert to it. That's what you got to be. You have to be born through that line. And if you were born through that line, you're a Jew. Now, I will add one more comment to that. Now, in order to know who those people are, the Bible tells you in Deuteronomy, it tells you the curses that follow these people. So you can identify the people. So instead of asking the question about are they Hebrews of the Bible or are they Khazars, what you should be asking is what curses identify the people? That's what you should be asking, because if you follow the curses will tell you who the people are. You should be able to figure that out. So that's the answer to your question. Because when you ask this question the way that you're asking it, it separates. It makes a big divide between people, because when you start dealing with this stuff, most people don't understand what a Khazar is. Most people don't know what that is. So all I will tell you is if you're having an issue understanding my question, stop the video here, rewind it back, and listen to how I say it. Because like I said, the only way to find out if these people are the real people, the curses. The Bible tells you what the curses are. So if those curses follow these people, then you know that they're the people. And the one thing you got to remember is before the curses were put on the people, who was ruling the world at that time? Who was ruling it then, and who is ruling it now? That's what you gotta understand. If you don't understand that, then you're never gonna know who the people are. But if you follow the curses, you'll know. And that's as deep as I'm going to get into that for you. But like I said, this stuff ain't just happening to happen. Now, every Jew, young and old, this is what this guy is saying. He's saying that every Jew, young and old, has contributed to these. For these crimes, they deserve nothing but hell. And then he says, I will give them their post. The post reads, make sure to call me a white supremacist. Or, okay, so if he's saying in the thing, in the article, that he's a white supremacist, why earlier in the article is, this is from NBC News. Why the hell is NBC News calling him a white nationalist? Do you see how why I have a problem with fake news? A user self-identifying himself as John Ernest posted a white nationalist open letter. That's what it says up here in this paragraph right here. And if you read all the way through, most people reading this will be like, they'll be like, a user self-identifying himself as John Ernest posted a white nationalist open letter to the far-right message board on HR. He was a white that's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a nationalist and he's white. This guy is a... And then they stop reading it there. But if you keep on reading, it says that he also used the username John T. Ernest to post the letter on a document hosting site, according to NBC News. So this is what NBC News was saying. And then if you skip down a couple of paragraphs, it tells you, the guy says, make sure to call me a white supremacist. In that letter, he says, make sure to call me a white supremacist. So why would NBC News say that he's a white nationalist? Call the dude what he said he wanted to be called. But like I said, and they want to tell you that, like I said, they want to tell you that I'm comedy and that I'm fake news. America. They want to tell me that I'm comedy. And they want to tell you that I'm comedy. And like I said, I'm just reading an article. Is this really comedic relief for you? I don't find this funny. Especially the part where they're conflating what NBC News said, and then in the same breath they would say, oh, the guy said that he's a white. Call him, make sure to call me a white supremacist. That's what he says. So why would you call him a white nationalist when he says that he's a white supremacist? But they don't expect you guys to read these articles this far through to get the truth. They're not going to read all this. They're going to be like, oh, well, he said he was a white nationalist. No, but we clarified that. If you look a couple paragraphs down, if you would have read the article, which most Americans don't read the entire article, you'll see that he says that he's a white supremacist. So if he's a white supremacist, that means he's a racist. Because like I said, a white nationalist will not kill their own people. If you're a real white nationalist, you're not going to kill your own people. Trying to say Adolf Hitler was a nationalist or a white nationalist or whatever. Well, he killed his own people. So he ain't no white nationalist. That guy, like I said, that guy was a psychopath. And an anti-Semite. Meaning mixed. Because a lot of people don't know that a lot of Jews were mixed. These people mixed with a lot of people. Let me read that again. Make sure to call me a white supremacist. That's what he said to call him. And an anti-Semite. Or whatever BS you spew to spook. Wow, the normal. Wow, I can't even say that word. It's beep. Another part reads, it doesn't even matter. You've been calling every white person alive those names for decades. They love all their naming. The manifesto also includes a lightning round, a question and answer section in which Ernest discusses his hatred of President Donald Trump and reveals he is inspired by Adolf Hitler. Tree of Life synagogue shooter Robert Bauer and New Zealand mosque gunman Brenton Tarrant. So this guy was in his room somewhere, sitting down, reading these letters, looking at them, obsessing with them. Went out and did this horrible thing. Because people want to say, all those people in there are Jews. Okay, fine. But some of them might be American. Some of those people in there may have been born in America. And their parents taught them the Jewish religion. That's what they teach their kids. Their kids may have been born here. They're American, but they practice their Jewish religion. Because the Constitution, if you believe in the Constitution, allows freedom of religion in America. It allows you to practice whatever religion you want to practice in America. There's nothing wrong with that. Because the thing I'm telling you is, if you want to believe this conspiracy about, because a lot of people don't like talking, a lot of YouTubers don't talk about Jews and all this other stuff, because then you got people coming in here calling these people Zionists and all this other stuff. Listen, you're talking about a very small group of people that may be doing that, you know, very small number of people. It's not the whole race of Jews. The majority of the Jewish people, because believe me, I know these people because I used to work with these people in Sherman Oaks. Most of these, the vast majority of these people don't know anything about what's going on in the world. These people are concerned with their business, practicing their religion, taking their kids to school, picking them up. These people are not thinking about, we have a plan that we're going to take over and dominate America. And we're going to do this and that and this and that and that and this and ha 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 ha. You really think all of these Jews in America think like that? The majority of these people are not thinking about that. And if you believe in the conspiracy, listen, it's a very small group of people that are involved in this activity that you're talking about. Sitting around at tables with all these other people talking about, yes, we're going to dominate the world. This is what we're going to do. Very small number of people. It's just like when people talk about the Freemasons and all this other stuff. You think the Freemasons want to take over the world? You think all of the Freemasons know what's going on? No. You got to get up into the upper echelons before all of that stuff gets revealed to you. But all these other low people, these people don't know nothing about that. These people just go there, do their thing, and that's it. So you can't come and make a broad statement like that, saying that all Jews are evil and bad. You can't say that, because not all of them are like that. Not the majority of them ain't like that. The majority of these people, they're very peaceful. They mind their own business. They stick to their communities. They help their people out. That's what they do. That's the truth. I'm not lying about what I'm saying. You know? So, I mean, because I get these posts from people saying that I don't want to talk about the Jews. Well, what is there to talk about them? The majority of those people ain't doing anything to Americans. They're out here working, and not all Jews live a lavish life. Some of them are poor. They work at gas stations. Some of these people are just trying to get by just like everybody else, man. But you got some, and that includes white people, you got black people, you have all people from all sorts of different races that have evil, that have ill will towards people, that want to do bad stuff to them. That exists. That is no lie. Of all races. Remember how I told you this story about how they made these privatized jails in LA and how they got together with the music industry to make gangster rap be the thing and get everybody to think about drugs and sex and all this other stuff? And then when these people started committing crimes because of the music, because music influences people, it influences the way you think. It literally influences your entire life. These people go out, commit crimes, and what? Boom, we got them. We're going to send them to the private jails where we make profits. A group of people got together. A group of people that had a money interest, got together, made policy, the crime bill under Clinton, got together, invested in these privatized jails, started funneling groups of people. They didn't care if you were black. They didn't care if you were Hispanic. They didn't care if you were white. All they cared about was getting you locked up in those places so they can make money off of you. Privatized jails. That's the whole purpose of them, so they can make profit off of keeping those people in those jails and keeping those jails packed. That's what was done. And a whole bunch of people invested in that. So that's why, and when I say a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of people from different races invested in that. None of them sat back and said, you know what, this is wrong. We're gonna criminalize people for carrying a gram of marijuana or 3 grams and we're gonna put them in jail. Hey man, who cares? Don't worry about them. Worry about your family. If you really have that type of thinking where you don't care about people, there's something wrong with you. If you only care about you and you don't care about anybody else around you, there's something up with you. That's how I feel about it, because you should care about life. You should care about people. You know, doesn't matter what color they are. People are people. That's why when I hear these people calling on that are on YouTube and got these channels where they're talking about all Jews and all this other stuff, that's why I don't talk about it. That's why when I've had a few people call into my show upset that I don't talk about Jewish people and all this other stuff. And I tell them I don't talk about Jewish people because I'm not trying to have my channel taken down. I'm not going to talk negative about those people because the majority of those people, they're not doing anything. They're not trying to hurt anybody. Those people are just trying to live their lives. Just like how every American is trying to live their life. So that's why when these things, these shootings happen, a lot of the times they happen because it's under false pretense. If you go out and attack a bunch of innocent people, how is that stopping the one percenters up there that are doing all of this stuff? You need to go after those people. Stop going after the people. This isn't war where you're attacking civilians. Why are you attacking civilians? You attack civilians when you're in a war. To make the other side feel like they're not safe, that they're not protected. To keep them on edge. You attack civilians then. But like when these shooters come out, they say all this, you know, why don't you, instead of spending all that time, you're spending all that time researching and you want to make a point killing all these people, why don't you research who the individuals are that are doing all of this stuff? The people that you can't touch. The people that you can't see. Why don't you investigate those people? Instead of bothering all these innocent people that are just going into the place to worship, going into a church, shooting up a bunch of people, going into a mosque, shooting up a bunch of people that got no guns or nothing. These people are just there praying to their God. Whether you believe in their God or not, it doesn't matter. Those people have a right to believe what they want to believe in, and if they want to pray, let them pray. But what's the point? What's the point you're making by going into a place and shooting up a bunch of people? Innocent people. What's the point of that? Oh, we got to take the guns. Listen, taking the guns is not going to solve this problem. You know what's going to solve this problem? Arming people. These Jews having armed guards there. They got to do something. You can't let these people come in. You guys can't let people keep doing this to y'all. You guys got to arm yourselves or something, or hire a guard, a security dog, or something. But this has to stop. If they know that there's somebody there with a gun, they're not going to go in there and shoot it up. But as long as these places are like this, they're going to continue to do this. And luckily, like I said, that off-duty Border Patrol agent who just so happened to be carrying, like I said, got to stop this. You guys cannot listen. You know how the Bible talks about the shepherd and the sheep? The sheep can't defend themselves. That's why they're always following the shepherd. The shepherd is there to protect them. And sometimes the shepherd got to be there to fend off the wolves. You know? Because people are going to say, oh, well, God is going to protect us. God is going to... No. No. God... Listen, you guys got all this money? Put your money together and hire a security, an armed guard out there so you can protect yourself. So that way the synagogue is protected, okay? That's what you guys do. Just like the lady who was in the storm, a helicopter came. I don't need any rescuing. The boat came. I don't need any rescuing. I'm waiting for God to rescue me. Seriously. Really? You better protect yourself. And you better protect your people. If you're a minister or a rabbi or a pastor, you're supposed to be protecting those people. In other words, you got to make sure there's somebody out there with something that can prevent somebody from coming in doing something to your people. Stop using that as an excuse. You got to protect yourself. And you got to be willing, you know, to fight back. If these people are coming with, they're coming with malintent to kill you, you can't let people do that. You know, you can, if you don't want to allow guns in there, fine, don't. But listen, you got to have somebody armed with cameras in there just in case something happens. You got somebody who can respond. Oh, they got an armed guard there. That might be the one thing that prevents them from doing what they want to do at your location. Like I said, I don't hate people. I love people. But I don't like stupidity. When stuff can be prevented, if you can do something to prevent something from happening, why not do it? These shootings are happening all the time now. Guys, got to stop that. Listen, congregation, listen. We got to hire an armed guard. We got to have somebody outside or somebody inside. We're going to put cameras. Everybody will be like, okay, we got to do that. Fine. That's what we got to do. But we're not going to be victims anymore. Brother such and such works for the sheriff. He said that he will be carrying inside the church, and he will be sitting at the door, at the side of the door with a chair, checking people coming in. That's what we got to do. We're going to keep on having these shootings. Like I said, the only people that can make it stop is you. Got to say something. Now, give me a second here. NBC News, this is from fake news. Like I said, they're the ones saying all that. NBC News further reported the shooter claims in the Q&A section of his political ideology, saying he does not support Donald Trump. Good, we're glad you don't support us, because we're not a part of this crap. We never have, and we never will be. So it's good that you're separating yourself from us because of his support for Israel. Okay. The writer also complains that conservatives aren't violent enough to support in support of their politics. Yeah. He's not talking about me because I'm black. So I'm talking to the white audience. This guy is saying that you guys are not violent enough. You guys ain't violent enough. He's saying that you guys got to get violent. Wow. And then he writes on, then he goes on to say, he says that you guys are not violent enough to support your politics. Are you a Trump supporter? One question reads, you mean the Zionist, Jew-loving, anti-white, treacherous, beep, I'm not even going to say the word. Don't make me laugh. That's what this guy was writing in his little manifesto. Another question asks if the author is a conservative. The answer states, I am not a useless, spineless coward, so no, I am not a conservative. Great. It's great that he's separating himself. It's good because we don't want people like that in our organization. Conservative is a misnomer. Is it really a misnomer? They conserve nothing. What do you mean we conserve nothing? We conserve rights. We conserve our rights. We conserve the Constitution. What do you mean we conserve nothing? They complain all they want, but they won't take up arms and threaten their government with death. Well, we can't do that to the government, stupid. The only time you're supposed to pick up arms against the government is when the government becomes tyrannical and starts coming after you. Right now, yeah, we have issues with the government, and I'm speaking as a conservative. We have issues with the government, but that's why we have a political system where they're able to say something or do something, and then we respond. That's why we were going all these years with Democrats doing nothing, and then we got Obama. What happened after Obama? They ran Clinton, and we put in Trump. We don't have to pick up arms. We don't have to pick up guns to make a point. Politics is a battle. It's like an argument. It's like a debate. You got to be willing to hear what your opponent has to say, and you got to be able to rebut what they're saying, okay? We just so happen to rebut them by saying, you know what? We're going to put this guy in charge of the country because we want America to be first. Did the Democrats like that? No. So what does that mean? That means that they got to change their act and they got to open their eyes to reality, or their butts are going to be where they still are right now. They don't got no power. All of politics they're doing makes no sense. The people that they're running have no good ideas. Donald Trump, the economy is doing great. We're not at war with anybody. People are making money, jobs, tax breaks. Schools get money. Things are looking good for America right now. Hasn't looked this good since almost Reagan. So when this white supremacist, because that's what he says he wants to be called, make sure to call me a white supremacist, telling us conservatives that we got to go be more aggressive. Why would you want to get more aggressive with the government? The government still, it has problems, but it still functions. It works. It may not work great, but for the amount of people and the stuff that it does, it does okay. It could be better, but we got to get the right people in there to make it better. And we know we got people. When you talk about these Zionists and all these other people, we know we got people in there that got their own agendas and want to carry out their own stuff. But that's why we have the system that we have. Because if the system wasn't working, Donald Trump would have never won the election. So the system works. But this guy talking about picking up arms against the government, you ain't supposed to just get up and go pick up arms. You pick up arms when your government starts coming after you or doing stuff. We got to let them fire the first bullet. When they do it, that's when something's going to happen. But they haven't done anything like that. Right now, they're using laws. They're passing all this stuff. Law, 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 law. Take the gun away. Law, 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 law. They're trying to do all of this stuff. They don't want to go that route with us. They don't want to go that route. That's the last thing you want is a civil war or a war. That's the last thing you want, because there's going to be casualties. Give me a second. I want to pull something up really quick for you. I want to pull something up because, like I said, these people that want to censor you don't let you, fine. But let me tell you something. On. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to remember the saying. Okay. Thomas Jefferson. Who was Thomas Jefferson? Now, Thomas Jefferson, let's go to this because I don't want, like I said, Thomas Jefferson was an American statesman, diplomat, lawyer, architect, and founding father who served as the third president of the United States from 1801 to 1809. Previously, he had served as the second vice president of the United States. Okay. This was the third president of the United States. Now, what did Thomas Jefferson say? What did he say? He in these letters, there was a letter that he wrote, and he says here, in the same letter, however, Jefferson stated that the rebellion was founded in ignorance. In other words, you guys cannot just go out and rebel just because you want to or because you don't know all the facts. The people cannot be all and always well informed. He's telling you, people don't always get the facts, or when you're watching news, you're not being well informed because there's stuff that they leave out. They don't tell you everything. This is what this man was saying back in, I think, 1787. It almost, and when I read this, it's almost like they're like he's talking about now, the times that we're in now. In the same letter, however, Jefferson stated that the rebellion was founded in ignorance. Ignorance means what? You don't know. Why don't you know? Because the people that are supposed to be telling you what you should know, they don't tell you. They keep you in the dark. And then it says, then he goes on to write, the people cannot be all and always well informed. You guys are not well informed. That's why they hide my channel. They don't want you guys knowing that the third president of the United States wrote letters like this. The part which is wrong will be discontented in proportions to the importance of the facts they misconceive. All we gotta do is distort, just slightly distort the truth. And we got them. We got them right where we want them. A lot of things were going on that at that time. There was an insurrection getting ready to go down in Massachusetts. A bunch of stuff. Like I said, that's why history, when you guys go to school and you're learning about history, you guys got to get into that, especially the American history, because that tells you when these things are supposed to happen. What were the circumstances? What was going on in government? What was happening? This is when the Constitution was being drafted. What was going on in the country when all of this was going on? Some of the same stuff that you're seeing going on now. Now, Thomas Jefferson wrote something very interesting. And it says this: the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure. Jefferson wrote in a letter to William S. Smith, a diplomatic official in London, on November 13th, 1787. So what's being said here? Sometimes stuff has to happen and lives are going to be lost on both sides, but the end result is something great comes out of that, because nobody wants, you know, if they, like I said, let's say there was a civil war that happened in America, okay, American civilians die, and we have people in the military die, we even have some politicians get executed and stuff happens, all right, these people say, okay, we don't want America to be destroyed, so we got to come to an agreement, we're going to have to give some stuff. And they're going to have to get some stuff. And they're going to have to give. So the leaders of their side and the leaders of our side, we make a meeting, we get together, and we talk about what's going on. And we say, well, we want this, we want that, we want this, we want that. And then their side says, we want this, we want that, we want this, we want that. And then we say, okay, well, we don't agree with that. That's where the debate and all that stuff happens between the two groups. But what happened to the people that died that led up to that moment to where the two sides are talking and we come to an agreement. Okay, you guys can have your guns. We're not going to touch your guns. Okay. You guys can't go around killing politicians and this and that. You guys got to take them, you got to arrest them and bring them to a special court or something like that. That's kind of like roughly what I'm talking about. But right now, what this white supremacist is out here telling you guys is that we need to, where is it? He's saying that we got to go out. He's saying that conservatives got to go out and overthrow the government and all this other stuff. Listen, we ain't going to do that. You got to wait for the tyrannical government needs to appear. People aren't going to be, listen, you can't justify anything like that until the government does something. Remember the Clive and Bundy incident at the ranch? When all these cowboys showed up, what were they, what was about to happen there? The next civil war was about to happen. But somebody that worked for the federal government said, when those cowboys showed up and all these people showed up that were backing up Clive and Bundy, what did they say? They said, no. We're not going to do this. We are not going to do this because if you shoot these cowboys and these people here, a bunch of Americans are going to show up here and it's going to be a wrap. And then we got to deal with the military because you're going to have a bunch of military people that are going to say, no, we're not going to go fight. We're not going to go fight those guys. You guys are going to have to hire private, what are they called? Private mercenaries to go do that. We're not going to go do that. A bunch of people are going to say no to it. And the government knows this. They know this. A bunch of troops are going to say, no, we're not doing that. Nuh-uh. You guys went and shot up. But like I said, that the death of those people, that blood, if that would have happened, that blood that would have been on the floor and those videos that would have came out of those people being shot by, I don't know, the FBI or the military or whatever, that would go viral. And a bunch of Americans would get up, pick up arms, and they would go there and they would fight. And that's what they don't want. That's why Clive and Bundy didn't end up the way that it did. But Clive and Bundy is important. It's a very important part of history because everybody in America was watching to see what was going to happen. And those cowboys and those people that went out there, they were willing to sacrifice their lives. But let me tell you something. Something nasty, major would have came out of that. The government can't fight. Listen, they can't fight all of us. If everybody rises up and says, no, that was wrong, you guys, and we don't want to hear, like I said, Americans are going to be like, we don't want to hear about no committee and all this other stuff. This is what we want done, and we want this done now. That's what it's going to be. But like I said, a lot of people don't want to hear you talking like this because they're like, oh, no, he can't talk. Why? I have freedom of speech. I should be able to say what I want to say. And what I'm saying is not bad. I'm just telling you what the scenarios of why something like this would happen or why people will rise up against government. So I'm giving you an example of something that could have led to somewhat of a civil war that could have sprung up in America, all because of a rancher saying no to government and then government coming back with responding with guns and all this other stuff trying to kill him. And when he said no and stood up to the government, somebody in government, when this thing was about to get real and these troops were getting ready, these people, these mercenaries or whoever they were for the FBI, I don't know who they were, that were getting ready to do this, when they saw the people holding the flag on these horses and all this other stuff, that's when it became real. And if they would have opened fire and killed those cowboys, that would have been something crazy to see go down in America. But what would the American people do? Right now, these people ain't doing nothing because you guys got a president in there. If something like that was to happen in America, what would Donald Trump do? You see what I'm saying? So they don't want any of us to get riled up. They're trying to keep things calm and cool, but they want to make sure that they can get your guns. They want you to be defenseless. They want you to depend on them for security. They don't want you guys arming yourselves at the churches and all this other stuff. But guess what? You guys might have. You guys should have been doing that, because look at what's happening. Why would you make yourself a victim? Now they have police cars all over there, but there were no police cars 2 months ago. There were no police cars 2 or 3 months ago parked outside of that synagogue or that place of worship. Until the event happens, now people are there. It's too late. And people want to tell me, I don't know what I'm talking about. Everything that I'm saying is stuff that will prevent this stuff from happening. You think these people that you elect are so smart, they're so stupid. Because they would be doing the stuff that needs to be done to make sure the people in their city are protected. But they don't. They're always responding. They're always reacting. You know, and it's not good. So let me keep on going on with this, because this is major. Now he's talking about the conservatives, how they don't conserve anything. They complain all they want, but they won't take up arms and threaten their government with death. The only thing that works. No, that's not the only thing that works. What works also too is putting in people in office that represent your interests, like with what we did with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is carrying out all the agendas that we wanted carried out, and he's doing them. And there's been a great effect on America. Nobody can lie about that. Nobody can't rebut that. The economy is doing great. Like I'm saying, this guy, his view on things is just completely out there. The only answer is violence. That's what this guy says. Okay, so we take over the government. What do we do now? What do we do now? Well, he's a white supremacist, so what they believe is that we're going to kick out all the black people in America. We'll either kick them out or kill them. If you're a Jew, we're going to kick you out or get rid of you. If you're white and you don't believe what we believe in, we're going to get rid of you because you guys are traitors. Hispanics and all that, if you're not from America, we're going to get rid of you. We're going to send you back to your country. We're going to build a big wall. That's what these people, these white supremacists, think. That's why they want to overthrow government and do all this stuff, but they can't do any of that. They don't got the numbers. They don't got no group of people. They need, listen, in order to overthrow the United States, you know what you would need? You need a bunch of people, and you need a bunch of different races of people, because no one race can do it by themselves. You need everybody backing you up to do something like that. That's why they try to keep us divided. So when that time comes for us to unite, we can't unite. He's white. I don't trust him. He's going to stab me in the back. Oh, he's black. He's stupid. Why would I trust him? Oh, he's Hispanic. He doesn't speak English. How can we communicate? Divide and conquer. That's how they got everybody. That's how they got everybody. We got to keep them divided so they won't unite. Listen, I may not be a chess expert or a general in tactics, but one thing I can tell you is I'm not stupid. I know a rocket ship when I see one. The Associated Press reports Ernest has no criminal record, but investigators were looking into claims he made in the manifesto about setting a fire at a mosque in a nearby Escondido last month. I scorched a mosque in Escondido with gasoline a week after the New Zealand mosque attack shooting, wrote Ernest per the Los Angeles Times, adding that the people inside woke up and put out the fire pretty much immediately after I drove away, which was unfortunate. So he's taking credit for that fire. I reported on that fire. And I think I got a few phone calls on it too. I opened up the phones. Now, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence and other lawmakers condemned the shooting, which took place exactly 6 months since 11 people were shot at a Pittsburgh synagogue. Thoughts and prayers to all those affected by the shooting at the synagogue in Poway, California. God bless you all. Suspect apprehended. Law enforcement did an outstanding job. Thank you, the president tweeted. Now, that's the truth on that story and what this guy wrote in his manifesto. The truth is these things are going to happen. So you can either protect yourself or be made a victim. It's your choice. But I would rather be protected and protect myself than be a victim. These things are happening in these times. And like I said, who rules the world? Whose world is this? Who does it belong to? Or who's running it right now? So, something to think about. So, guys, I hope you liked this video. Hold on. Caller on line two, what do you have to say?
Hey, good morning, Randall. It's Kirk.
Good morning.
Hey, sir. Hate to say it, but remember I told you a couple weeks ago there would be a shooting incident?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for a bigger one. Praying that it doesn't happen. I'm praying that I'm wrong.
Yeah, but the big one is gonna. It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen. I mean, listen, listen. All these small shootings are just the pretext to what's coming. Like I said, they got to make something. They got to make something. Something has to happen.
Well, yeah, because the demon rats don't have any talking points already. AOC is blabbermouth about how they got to get rid of our guns, and that's going down. And now we have this incident, and you know, thank God that, that President Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem. And I don't know if you've seen online or not, but they're naming a town after President Trump in Golan Heights. So thank God that, you know, he's for the Jewish people, otherwise they'd be using that racism until the cows came home.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
But the big thing that worries me now, if you go to Breitbart, the Pope is financing the caravan, my illegal immigrant caravan that's headed our way right now. I think President Trump is going to send army down there, and I do think he's going to have to finally issue an executive order. I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah.
They're trying to play the hand against them.
Yeah.
That's what they're.
Well, like I said, the Pope, the only reason why the Pope would do something like that is, do you know where the Catholic, the Roman Catholic Church gets most of its money from?
From illegals coming in here because they have all these facilities with beds. It's the Koch brothers and the Pope that make all that money.
That's one reason, I'll give you the other one. The main reason is, where is the Catholic Church? Where do most of these Catholic churches? Where do you find these churches at? What cities are these? What places in Central and South America? They're all over the place over there. They're all over the place. And you got to remember that these people are poor people, but they give all of their money and all of their property.
Exactly. More offerings for the collection plate.
Right. These people give big collections. Now, if all of these people come to America, because forget it, like I told you, these people save money so they can bring their family, but they also got money for what? To put in that collection platter. That church... Yeah. That's one thing. When you come to L.A., what you're going to see is you're going to see a bunch of churches on every corner. You're going to see a Spanish names. They're all in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. I've been saying this for years. And again, anybody that wants to debate me, I came out of Catholicism. I still haven't had this, but I'm not for 60 years.
Wow.
I have to bite my tongue a lot. A lot around the family, trust me.
Wow.
But,
yeah.
My aunt is awesome. We had a second cousin. Every organ shut down in her body. And she's with a very well-known congregation in San Antonio. She called doctors. She has a very extensive prayer list. And that second cousin, because of our prayers, She's still alive to this day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And again, don't get me wrong, my friend. I do feel bad for people everywhere. But
yeah.
They have no right bringing their problems here.
Right.
They need to take care of it in their own countries.
No, I agree with you. I mean, everybody's got problems, but you gotta deal with your problem, man. You can't just come somewhere else, because coming here is not dealing with the problem.
And as Kurt would say, am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you and I will have to do something together pretty soon. I think if we went to Times Square and preached some of these truths,
be like, yeah, those Hebrew and Israelites will be looking at us. What the hell is this black man doing with this white guy on the corner? They're stealing our Jews.
and they're speaking the truth.
What are you talking about?
But the other big thing is, if you watch the other channels, there are a lot of people coming across the border.
Yeah.
It's going to have to stop, and I really think within the next couple of weeks, we're gonna see an executive order. President Trump could say, "I reached out across the aisle. I gave you guys everything. You said no. I have no choice now."
Well, hopefully,
I think that's what it's going to come to, because if you saw his rally last night on TV,
yeah,
that was an awesome rally.
I know.
The crowd started calling for Sarah Sanders.
Yeah, I couldn't even broadcast it, because these people are going to, oh, he's broadcasting it. Shut his channel down.
And exactly. it was just a really, really good rally. They said people were camping out in 40-degree weather.
Wow, to see the president.
The day before, just to be there in line to see him speak.
Yeah.
But
So what is this talk about? Like I'm saying, people think that President Trump ain't going to win. President Trump is going to win 22. My big fear, Randall,
is we need Congress to get off the ass and enact voter ID laws. I've seen several of us in chat typing about that, because my fear is at the ballot boxes, they need one demon rat and one Republican, always at every voting place, to moderate each other. Because of what happened the last election, right?
Right.
We need very strict laws about how these ballots are going to be handled. Because even Charlie Kirk is saying he's afraid that voter fraud is not going to give President Trump the next election. But here's a good one. I was watching Greg Gutfeld last night. Tyrus, man, he makes some good points. And he said, what's going to happen this time when President Trump wins by the popular vote? And the demon rats can't stand it. What's going to happen this time? What are they going to try and do? He said, don't let them take away my vote. He made a very good point. The man's very, very sharp. I was surprised. Every time I listen to him, I'm surprised how smart he is.
Yeah, Gutfeld is a smart guy. He's a comedian, but he's like I said, he touches on a lot of stuff.
Well, do you know that he actually lived in a house behind? He rented a house from Andrew Breitbart when he was still alive, so he learned from Andrew Breitbart.
Oh, yeah, that's great. No, I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, that was when I read that, I was like, wow. He started Red Eye.
Yeah.
Now he has his own show. But what I do like about him, you know, he breaks cat and she's liberal as stupid as hell. But he has, you know, people from every walk. But when you listen to Tyrus, he's just a very common sense person. Just a very, very, he doesn't care if you like what he says or not.
Yeah. So,
my hearts and prayers go out to those people in Poway. I live in Southern California. I know where it's at.
Yeah.
And if you look on Breitbart, a person in the synagogue, a lady gave the Border Patrol agent a gun. That was a smart move.
Yeah.
Gave them the gun, and they said the lady was killed while trying to protect the rabbi.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I spoke about that earlier. But yeah, like I said, somebody had a gun. But like I said, number one, if she had the gun and gave it to the off-duty Border Patrol agent, what made her bring that gun with her?
The Holy Spirit spoke to her.
Could have been. But like I said, when have you heard of somebody bringing a gun into the church or into the synagogue? They don't do that. They never do that.
No.
Nobody ever brings a gun. So
Christian churches, and I learned this Mm-hmm. When I was going to Grace Revolution in the Irving area, which is Pastor Joseph Prince's Dallas Church, mm-hmm. from Singapore, they had policemen out because they said they were seeing problems out in the parking lot. But somebody told me, you won't ever see it, but we have elders here we can still carry all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, sometimes the shepherd has to defend against the wolves.
Well, and the sheep know the shepherd's voice as a
Yeah, so, like I'm saying, well, Kurt, I got to let you go because,
When you get time today, try and give me a call off the air. I got something that might help you be able to stream videos, and it will take to talk. So when you get some time, give me a shout.
Okay, all right, sounds good. America, that was Kurt.
Trump 2020, MAGA.
Trump 2020. Like I said.
MAGA.
All right, take it easy, Kurt. That was Kurt calling from Texas. So, guys, we started this video at 10, and it's 11:34. This video's went on for an hour and 34 minutes. So, guys, I hope you like this video. I really appreciate you guys tuning in with me. We're going to let this video sit for about an hour or two, and then I'll be back with the next live stream for today. So, guys, make sure to like and subscribe. Join my Facebook. I'll talk to you if I have time. And make sure you support the channel by going to rktnn.com. Click on shop. Make a donation. Or go to Patreon. Make a pledge. Just go into search on Patreon. Type in rktnn. And that'll bring you to my channel. So guys, make sure you hit the thumbs up. Like the video. And I'll see you in a little bit. Peace out.